Street performers, musicians, and artists are a familiar sight on Broadway during the busy summer tourist season in Saratoga Springs. A new proposal being considered by the City Council would require them to obtain a license and would set up new guidelines for when and where they could perform. It's been a hot topic of debate in the Spa City in recent days. Before the scheduled hearing Tuesday, Mayor Joanne Yepsen said the plan is not designed to remove performers from the city's busy sidewalks.
I just want people to realize that this is not going to be a huge change in Saratoga Springs. We're still going forward with everything we've always done. We're just trying to make it safer.
The mayor said the proposal, which would require street performers to pay a $20 fee for a license, comes after collaborative meetings with the Public Safety Department, Accounts Department, downtown businesses, and core members of the city's Arts Commission. Susan Rivers, a part of the group that helped the mayor come up with the proposal, said the group has the purest of intents.
The main thing that was driving us was we wanted to create something to primarily enhance the city and advocate for street performers while balancing the concerns of downtown business owners.
Broadway resident Peter Copoletti also spoke in favor of the proposal.
We look at this proposal as a way to improve the quality of life in Saratoga Springs, so we applaud it and support it.
But many others had strong feelings against it. Linda Latender said it's just another intrusive regulation.
We're in the middle of a heroin epidemic, and I think the police have something better to do besides enforce yet another permit regulation, so that's my concern.
Patty Riggi asked why the city council had felt the need for change.
It's almost disingenuous to have all these rules. It's almost like saying we don't want you here. And I personally can't help but feel, does this have to do with the homeless population that is out there singing on the streets?
Randall Deshaw, also known by locals as Chalk Boy, said the city should consider dealing with potential problems without shutting out other performers.
A lot of the people out here that are performing have been tipped by tourists and locals alike, affluent and poor alike. The one or two bad apples that might appear each season need to be dealt with, but the things they need to be dealt with have nothing to do with the arts or music.
Deshaw said a verbal warning to be polite or watch their language would do in most cases.
But to regulate it on economics, I'm sorry, I'm probably the least affluent of all the people out there. I'm lucky if I can make enough to pay for my chalk.
Guitarist Matt Griffin said part of what makes Saratoga special is the spontaneity of its street performances.
If I have a friend in town who's a real good player, I'm going to want to go into town. It's not like we can schedule a gig for that night. We can go into town, play some jazz. People love it.
Griffin said having hoops the performers must jump through will kill that spirit. Discussion on the idea will remain open through the next scheduled city council meeting on April 20th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.